USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives will attempt to push through President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid bill on Friday. The bill has some money for hurting Americans because of the pandemic, but the bill is mostly filled with non-pandemic money for foreign governments, federal employees getting $21,000 each, and bridges most Americans will never use in their lifetime. President Biden will visit Texas on Friday as the state works to recover from a devastating winter storm that caused serious damage to homes and businesses, left millions without power or clean water for days, and killed at least 24 people. The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, will ramp up Friday with a focus on the Constitution as a slew of high-profile Republicans speak on how the Bill of Rights can apply to modern America. President Trump will address the gathering on the final day over the weekend with a forward-moving speech. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The United States attacked buildings in eastern Syria on Thursday. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
U.S. forces launched airstrikes against facilities in eastern Syria that were used in a series of rocket attacks over the last several days, targeting U.S. and coalition personnel in Iraq. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the strikes destroyed multiple facilities at a border control that was being used by a number of Iranian-backed militia groups. One of those attacks on February 15th claimed the life of an American contractor. The so-called Guardians of Blood Brigade claimed responsibility for that attack.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby in a statement called the U.S. operation a proportionate military response. U.S. District Judge John Baker in Texas on Thursday ruled that the federal moratorium on evictions is unconstitutional. The court in the Eastern District of Texas stopped short of issuing a preliminary injunction. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
While lawmakers in Washington, D.C. haggle over minimum wage, Costco is doing their employees one better. Wendy King from the USA Radio News Bureau's Pacific Northwest reports.
Costco says it's raising its hourly minimum wage to $16 an hour for its U.S. employees amid ongoing debate among lawmakers on raising federal hourly minimum wages to $15 an hour. Costco CEO Craig Jelinek said during a Senate budget hearing committee that the wage will go to $16 an hour. Employees have the opportunity to receive annual wage increases. Amazon has raised its starting wage to $15 an hour in 2018, and Target has raised its minimum wage to $15 last year. Walmart announced it's going to raise its minimum wage to $13 an hour. The House is planning to vote on Friday on President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, and while it has enough support to pass the House, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona have threatened to oppose the stimulus package over the provision to raise the minimum wage.
The Senate parliamentarian ruled that a plan to gradually increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025 does not fit the complicated rules that govern budget bills in the Senate. Boogity, boogity, boogity. NASCAR invades Miami, Florida Sunday. The Dixie Vodka 400 starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. Next week, NASCAR moves into Las Vegas, Nevada. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.